As important as we know this command of God is, it has to be the most frequently violated commandment of them all. We can find every excuse in the world to say, well, that doesn't apply here. Or he didn't mean that. Or somehow or another we manage to excuse ourselves to somehow say, well, that really doesn't apply to me here and now. And frequently I think the biggest enemy of living out this command is our own selfishness, our own self-centeredness. When you think about what love really is, when we're talking about the love that God is talking about, or that Jesus is talking about, we're talking about the kind of love that is willing to reach out to anybody who has any kind of a need, who needs anything that I have, anything that I can do. It's that kind of love that reaches out and simply does it, no matter what it costs me. So you see families these days who welcome their senior parents into their home. I mean, it's a tremendous challenge. It's a tremendous sacrifice in many times, because you have to give something of yourself to take good care of them. It takes a lot when you stop and think about it. But you think about any situation in your family. Say if there's tension in the family. If you try to figure out where is that tension coming from, frequently it comes back to one or more members of that family who are demanding everything for themselves and are not willing to sacrifice for the common good, for the good of the whole family. Think how often that happens. I want my television, I want this show, I want it now. I have to have this kind of clothes to go to school. I have to have this, I have to have that. And so much of it centers around me. I have to have my own cell phone. Everybody's got their own. I have to have my own cell phone. I don't want to be bothered. Mother or father ask you to do something, and you don't want to be bothered, so you don't hear them. How often that happens. Say in the workplace, somebody is maybe gets on your nerves a little bit. And so what do? You try to get even with them. Instead of reaching out to them and saying, you know, is there something I can do to help you? Kids in school, somebody is giving really terrible example or enticing kids to risk taking drugs. What do? If you really love your fellow man, you have to say, no, don't do it. That's not right. It's not right for you to try to push this on kids, and it's not right for the kids to accept it. But we are not willing to do that. So frequently, if you look at it in your own family situations, how often the tension or the difficulties or the struggles are caused by somebody demanding their own way, not considering what is good for the whole family. And that can be parents as well as kids. That they become so, nope, this is what the way it's going to be. I think it happens in marriages sometimes. That there's expectations that are just unreal, and the other person maybe does not have an opportunity to even discuss or talk about them. You know, when you take that and you figure that out, and then you figure out how our world is in such a mess. You know, when you have the same kind of selfishness that goes on very broadly in society. So, I mean, right now we see the best of our society. How we respond to crises, how we respond to disasters. People are very, very generous for a time. And then they kind of forget that part. I mean, their generosity has helped people get across very difficult situations. But then at the end of it, you just kind of say, well, you take care of yourself now. And how often that happens? It's the Spirit of Christ is a spirit of love. We can't say we perform acts of love for other people. It has to be for us as Catholics, as Christians, a way of life. This is what we do. This is the way we respond. Reaching out to offer to others the goodness and the love and the generosity that God has so graciously given to all of us. And he said, well, you know, sometimes that causes a little hurt, a little bit of pain, a little bit of difficulty. It's true, very true. And that's probably the measure if you're doing it right. If what you are doing for the good of somebody else is hurting you a little bit because it demands your time, maybe a little extra effort, maybe a little extra patience, then it's working. Then you are doing it right. Look what it cost Christ. His love for us cost him giving up his seat in heaven, coming to become one of us, teaching us a way of life, and then suffering and dying to take away all the stuff we mess up. So if we're doing it right, there is some pain. You talk about people's generosity, say in their stewardship, say like to their church or to their community, whatever charity you support or participate in. You say, well, you know, if you ask 5%, you know, that's quite a bit. Yes, it is. But Christ asked for 10. Yes, the chosen people were expected to give 10% of everything. And so they said, well, if we say 5%, say, well, man, that's really asking a lot. That hurts. See, right? It does. It means sometimes that you can't buy things that you don't really need, but that you want. It hurts a little bit. And that's what love is about. If you truly love, you are willing to give to the point of Jesus saying he gave his life. Maybe we don't have to go that far. But it is going to hurt us a little bit because it's going to demand something of us eventually. You know, it's tough in our culture. It's very difficult in our culture and in our world today, which has unfortunately adopted that same culture, that I'm the most important thing. It's time to serve me. You know, it's time that I had my thing. It's time that I could do this and all of this stuff. And that's kind of the culture the world teaches us, that no, you are the most important, that you've worked hard, you've done all of these things, you deserve it, you know. And that's very true. We are most important because God made us that way. But we have to remember he was the one who made us. We didn't make ourselves. And when he says, I want to show you how you should use all of these gifts, then we say, no, I don't want to do that. I'd rather keep all this stuff for myself. So that's the culture our world is teaching. And so if we're going to live as a good Catholic, as a good Christian in our world today, we're going to be countercultural because we are going to live as people who genuinely love and are willing to reach out, even if it hurts, even if it costs me something, even if I have to back down and say, I'm sorry, it was my mistake. You know, even that, we may have to do that. But if we're going to live the sacrament, the commandment that Christ has asked us to live, I think that is what he expects. And I think, I really do believe, the biggest enemy of love, living a life of genuine love for others, is selfishness. It stands in the way of so much stuff. But so many times we're not willing to admit that. And it's hard to admit that you're selfish. But once in a while, I think you have to kind of take a look. You know, if there's tensions, instead of looking at everybody else in the family, look at yourself first. Are you the one maybe causing that tension? Or not? Are just not aware, or maybe nobody in the family is willing to say anything about it to you. But maybe that would be a good place to start. If there is tension, if there's difficulties, if there's this constant hassling, if there's this unrest, there's no peace in the house, ask yourself, what's causing this? Start with yourself. Am I the source of this struggle? Or maybe in finding that out, you might find out that yes, it does come from you because of your own attitude, of your own selfishness, self-centeredness, that everything has to be done this way and there's no other possibilities. There's no discussion. There's no other way. But I think if we're going to live as Jesus asks us, we need to sometimes look at what is standing in the way. And in our culture and in our world today, and I think frequently the struggles that we have in family life are caused by people demanding everything has to center around me. And that's completely the opposite of what Christ said. Christ said, you have to be willing to give yourself for the good of others. Then you truly love.